players are opening up the season. 888-957-9570. We'd love to hear the expectations for Warrior fans that you have for this team coming up. The over-under for the Golden State Warriors this season is 43.5. Tell you right now, if I could bet, because I can't because of my partnership with the NBA, I would take the over.
Oh, that's shocking.
I would take the over. Block it up. 46 wins last year, Shasky. Draymond missed 27 of them. 27 games. They were 13-14 in those games. By the way, Warriors were also 10-34 against the top nine teams in the Western Conference. They got to improve on that. They were 10-34.
Wow.
Okay, it's all right. So when we look at the standings from last season.
That's an incredible stat.
Yeah, last season. I was just, you know, getting my prep on and getting ready for the season. And just kind of looking at some things from last year. So we'll get Sacramento, New Orleans, the Lakers, the Suns, the Mavericks, the Clippers, the T-Wolves, the Nuggets, and the Thunder. The Warriors were a combined 10-34. They were 1-3 against OKC, 0-3 against Denver, or 0-4 against Denver, 0-3 against Minnesota, 1-3 against the Clippers. Were they 2-2 against the Clippers? I got to check my notes. And basically, 1-3 against the Suns, 2-2 against the Lakers, 1-2 against the Pelicans, and 2-2 against even up with the Kings. So they were not good against teams over 500 in the Western Conference.
So here, let me give you an analogy. Yesterday, you know, I went to go open up my laptop because I'm going to work from home for a couple days, and I said to myself, man, this thing is so slow. It's buffering. I've got all this, like, malware stuff on it. I got to do a factory reset. I got to just wipe the whole entire thing clean, and I just got to start from scratch. And today, I opened up the laptop, and it's working great. and it's just boom, boom, boom. It's humming. I'm doing a factory reset, a Men in Black wiping of the memory when it comes to the last couple of years with the Warriors. I don't want to go backwards. As a Warrior fan, I just want to start fresh. We've only got maybe 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years of Steph Curry left. Like, I'm just kind of going week to week, month to month with this thing. We've got an entirely
you say
new
that
bench.
Now.
What's that?
You say that now.
What
it
do you mean?
Sounds so good.
What? I mean, look, let's just call it what it is. There's a lot more oxygen on this team, and it feels like everybody is starting fresh. Like, seeing Moses Moody take a team-friendly deal, I think that's good for the player. I think that's good for the team. I think that's good for maneuverability. I think it kind of settles some stuff for Moses Moody, and he's not pressing. You obviously have the Kuminga stuff that's kind of lingering out there. Let's see what ends up happening with Andrew Wiggins. Let's see what's going to happen with Trayce Jackson-Davis and Brandon Podziemski and their ascension. And you know, what kind of Draymond do you get this year? I don't necessarily think it's fair for me as a Warrior fan to go back to last year because they feel very different.
They are very different, and it is a fresh start. And I think people, when they look at last year's team or the year before, there was a lot of smoke behind the scenes. There was a lot of things happening, obviously, starting with training camp and Draymond Green and Jordan Poole, which Draymond Green touched on with Mark Spears in Anscape, an affiliate of ESPN. And Draymond just basically said, you know, I've got to do better, man. I've missed out on a lot of moments the past couple years because of his own undoing and kind of separating himself from the team. And so overall, as I was talking to Dalton Johnson yesterday and talking to other, you know, we're going to talk to Anthony Slater, the vibes. And look, vibes doesn't translate to wins. We think of vibes. We think of Marquette. Hey, he's good for vibes in the clubhouse. Well, what does that mean? Does it mean wins? What, I mean, are you winning or are you losing? But it does feel like the synergy, and they're a little more together coming out of the gate this training camp than they have been the last couple years. Obviously, with the Jordan Poole and Draymond situation, last year's the Clay extension, what's going to happen with him? Everybody was nauseated with Chris Paul, whether or not he's going to come off the bench. It just didn't feel like they were together as one coming out of the last two training camps, at least for this season, as they headed up to Portland yesterday, and they're right now going to practice in the PDX and get ready for shoot-around and get ready for the Portland Trailblazers later on tonight. They do feel a lot more together. Everybody seems to know their roles on this team. Now, Steve Kerr's going to have to tinker with the rotations or whatnot, but at least for the second unit, Buddy Hield knows what he's doing. Kyle Anderson knows what his role is. Kevon Looney knows what his role is. When Brandon Podziemski plays, whether he starts to come off the bench, he knows what his role is, which is to facilitate and get everybody involved to make sure that ball is hopping around. So, it is a fresh start for the Golden State Warriors, and that's why they went to Hawaii to kind of cleanse themselves themselves in the last two seasons, Shasky. And so I think they're ready to roll. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean 45 wins? Does it mean 46? Well, I keep saying this, and I'm saying it all season long. And the other day, player told me, Bonte, we're winning 50. So, hey, you know what? They may win 50. By the way, you'll love this, Shasky, at Levi Stadium. I'm getting off the field. I run into Kirk and Joe Lacob and their entourage.
Wait a minute. Is this a King's Tale?
No, it's a quick one. It's a quick one. It's a quick one.
Hear ye, hear ye.
I didn't want
to
do
quiet
that.
Quiet down, quiet down. The king has something to say. Your majesty, could you please tell us a king's tale from your travels across the realm?
Oh, the king's tale? What is the king's tale?
King's tale. So, you know, Sunday was a lot of fun for you, boy, Shask. I'm sorry you had to miss the game, but...
hearing you boast for the last 2 days.
No, I haven't been boasting, really. I saw Jed,
and then I saw Baldy, and then I went into Baldy's booth, and me and him had a one-on-one.
Hey, we did a lot of things here. This is warm, man. This smells like a blanket right now. Because I can go to sleep. It's all cozy. But, you know, walking in Levi's, and I'm making rounds, and you know what I'm saying? I'm doing my due diligence, right? Because a lot of people like to talk, and I like to find out what's what, right? So I just happened to go back and walk back to the press box, and what do you know? There's Joe Lacob to my left and Kirk. Kirk's got his Niners shirt on. Joe's got his beard. He's got the polo. But Joe, man, Uncle Joey Gordon Beard out, man. Come on, man. I'm day-to-day with this thing. But let me tell you, I think people are sleeping on us. I feel really good about this team. Really good. And so I'll leave the conversation there. There are some other things said that are a little off the record that I won't divulge to our audience. I'm sorry. Sorry, I can't do it. I like to keep things tight. But they feel really good about this team this year, Shasky. And I think they do feel like they can win 50 and sneak up on some people. I mean, they won 46 last year, and they look clunky. It did. I mean, honestly, they won 46 games last season. Now, there's a lot of bad teams in the league that weren't trying to win. But, hey, Joe Lacob and Kirk, they all feel good because they know they have financial flexibility. They have an opportunity to maneuver. And it's known they were big game hunting. Whether it was Paul George, Lowry Marketed is my king. My crown fell off there. I guess the king sails over. But they feel good about the team. So everybody's got a fresh start.
You know what's unfair, Bonte? I feel like at any moment, if we start breaking down what happened last year, inevitably, fair or not, however you perceive it, it feels like you're taking a shot at Klay Thompson. Not you. I'm saying the individual talking about last year. It's just, I think a lot of the rhetoric about last year and everything about last year is pointing fingers at someone or, you know, Wiggins or Chris Paul or Klay Thompson.
Right?
And I'm not saying that we can't go back and talk about some things that happened last year. I know for me, I think it's healthy and fresh to just move on. You know what I mean? And kind of just diagnose what we're seeing now. I think we spent a lot of time last year talking about the year prior, which was Jordan Poole and 2022 and how can they replicate this? And I think the one thing that I've really enjoyed when I've listened to Steve Kerr talk, he feels reinvigorated.
Yeah.
He feels like he's already turned the page. I feel like a lot of the players have turned the page. And so for the sake of not disrespecting an all-time Warrior legend in Klay Thompson and an NBA legend in Chris Paul and some of the other guys, I just think it's healthier for everyone if we just move on.
I think we have. I don't think anybody really has harped on last season. I think we've kind of stayed away from the Warriors and what's happened last season. I think in our conversation so far this year, maybe tell me if I'm wrong, it's been about what this team could look like. It's been about what this philosophy would be like, what they're going to play like offensively, what they could be defensively, how great Looney looks. Like, he's in phenomenal shape. Kevon Looney changed his body. I mean, wow.
Did you see the last game that they played that was on television, he hit two, like, free throw extended, like, jumpers early in the shot clock. And I go, wow. I
mean, he can shoot, man. I'm telling you.
Wow.
Looney and media day. Bonte, you and Billy always tell me to shoot it, man. I'm going to shoot that thing. Looney can shoot. Like, it sounds crazy, right?
No,
I watch him in pregame warm-up hit that shot all day long. I'm like, dude, you got it open. Just let it fly. They're giving him this bonus treatment. Well, you know what? Shoot that shot. That shot's going to be available for him this year. So I don't think anybody's – I think everybody has been eager to move on from last season because last season ended in Sacramento in a playing game. And it was ugly. And they got blown out of the gym. And that wasn't the Warriors. That, come on, man. Sacramento? Like, really? Losing to Sacramento like that? So – everybody has turned a page. It's been a long off season. All the noise about trading for this guy and that guy, that's all died down. Now they got their roster. And look, they are open to still investing. kind of like John Lynch of the 49ers, where they're always looking for a trade. They say the phones never, hey, the phones always work around here in Santa Clara. It's always going to ring. Well, the same thing with the Lakers. Same thing with Dunleavy. And I think they did a great job of not panicking and mortgaging all those assets for Lowry Market. And again, Danny Ainge wanted Pajimski and Kuminga and Moody and three first-round picks. No, hell no. We're not going to do that. Wait a second. Chill. Let this team play out here, and then let's see what happens at the deadline or maybe in the offseason. So I like where the Warriors are at. We have turned the page, Shasky. There's no doubt.
Yeah, and I just think it's healthy for everyone, and it'll give you an opportunity to enjoy the season. I like, the biggest question for me on this team is just, what are the realistic overlapping numbers for Kuminga and Wiggins on the floor? How effective can they coexist simultaneously? And if they can't, then what are the combinations around those two to where they can hit their maximum? Because I don't see a scenario where they're their best version, the Warriors, without really big, big seasons from Wiggins and Kuminga. It's not either or. To me, it's both.
Yeah.